Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, the best-selling author of Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach, and you can connect with me at www.karencam.com. Now, today I have with me a very special guest, Dr. George Gonzalez. And the reason I wanted Dr. George to be on my show is because for those of you that have read my book or started reading my book, one of the number one things that I say in the book that is absolutely essential for healing is what I kind of term brain balance. And that's kind of a layman's term for neurological health or neurological balance. And I was so intrigued by anything that had to do with this that was natural. And, I have my ways of, tools that I write about in my book to help people attain that using different products and different types of self-help therapies. But today we're going to talk about quantum neurology. Now, Dr. Gonzalez actually is the author of Holographic Healing, and he's the creator of quantum neurology. And I got the chance to view some YouTube videos about some people that have been treated using quantum neurology. And it's been quite fascinating seeing some of these stories. In fact, this one gentleman who had been wheelchair-bound for 20 years is now able to walk. I mean, there's very few things that we, aside from, in the Bible, Jesus healing people, from, their crutches and being able to ditch their crutches and finally walk. And there was another wonderful video of a young lady who basically didn't have use of one side of her body, and her hair was falling out on one side, and she had a fairly rare genetic disorder. I had never heard of it. And yet she was able to heal, and now she looks like basically a normal 16-year-old girl. So these are fantastic stories. So Dr. George, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you taking an interest in quantum neurology. And I looked at your page and was very interested in your search of what you're doing, and want to support you in that. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, Dr. George, how did you, create quantum neurology? Like, what was the process that you went through to create this type of program?
Well, I say it was a trial by fire. I was in chiropractic school at the time, and I was developing technique during chiropractic school. And technique, I'm referring to the strategies of healing that we used. And in my last term in chiropractic school, my wife suffered a moderate spinal cord injury. Mm. And so she was completely numb from the navel down to her groin, her backside, back of her legs, and the bottom of her feet. And she was so damaged that nothing that I had learned and any of the other doctors that I knew were able to help her in any way. And we looked at all different modalities, medical, chiropractic, acupuncture, naturopath, anybody that could help. And unfortunately, at that time, there wasn't any help for us. And one of the things that we learned in the process is that nerve damage, after 6 months, is considered to be maximally healed. Mm. So traditional neurology around the world, that's what's basically taught and what's reported to patients, is that if they suffer any form of nerve damage, they have 6 months to recover, and whatever is recovered after that 6 months is considered maximum recovery.
Jeez.
So, yeah, not too exciting news there, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make a long story short, my wife's injury motivated me to finding healing strategies within the nervous system. So So it's a non-chemical based system where we're using the body's own intuitive wisdom on testing for before and after neurological evaluations. The primary neurological evaluations we use are the same neurological tests taught to every doctor around the world. Then I have unique neurological evaluations where I teach doctors how to find hidden weaknesses within the nervous system.
Mm.
So this whole process took, I'd say, about 10 years to develop, you know, to what it is today and what I teach today. And my wife's body was the testing ground of discovery for the terrain of the nervous system and how to apply these concepts. So, you know, just to give you an idea, we could evaluate the nervous system in many different areas. We have the motor portion of the nervous system, and that's muscle skeletal. We have the cranial nerves, which are the nerves of the head, that are responsible for your five senses and your primary reality experience. And you have your sensory nerves, the nerves which control your pain, temperature, vibration, light touch, deep touch, pressure, proprioception, and form recognition. You have your visceral nerves, the nerves that go to your organs, and you have your autonomic nerves. So we're able to affect change using quantum neurology strategies in all those areas. And, you know, my wife, for example, she was able to have a full recovery, recovered full sensation of the areas lost, full function of musculature and different issues that she was having. She still has a few of the, a few things that are remnant from her injury, you know, like she doesn't like sitting in an upright chair and certain activities or certain things will cause her to break down. But for the most part, she lives a normal life. We have a beautiful 4-year-old little girl right now.
Nice.
Because of all this. Yeah, so that's the a quick version of the story. So that's basically how the work was developed. It was developed through necessity.
Right. You know, I necessity is, you know, the mother of invention. They say it's true for myself as well. I wouldn't have written my book if it wasn't for my own issues. So I think that that the universe has a way of giving us obstacles so that we can overcome them and then teach others to do that. And that's exactly what you're doing with quantum neurology, teaching practitioners all over the world this system. And before we get to that, I just want to let listeners know, if you're calling in live, you can actually ask Dr. George a question if you'd like. The number to call in is 818-514-1190, and just hit the number 1, and then we'll know your hand is up. So again, that number is 818-514-1190, and I am interviewing Dr. George Gonzalez, the creator of quantum neurology. Now, there is a question that was submitted by email to me, and this person asked, will this type of therapy, will quantum neurology work for people who have had chronic back injuries with recurring kind of, you know, twangy kind of pain? We're not sure that it's actually a nerve thing, they said, but maybe it's a nerve thing attached to muscle strain. Will it work for something like that, that's chronic like that?
The easy answer is yes. You know, before I get into that conversation, though, I want to be sure to let people know that quantum neurology is not a treatment or a cure for any injury, illness, disease, or condition. What quantum neurology is, it's nervous system rehabilitation. So it's a strategy of healing that's applied to the nervous system so that the body can heal itself more effectively. Mm-hmm. So when it doesn't matter if a patient has, you know, a twisted ankle or if they're quadriplegic or if they're an elite athlete, the same strategies are used to restore maximum nervous system function. And that's a real important concept for people to understand. It's not really a, will it work for this and it won't work for that. Our concept is strengthening the nervous system in any nerve that has been weakened or damaged from an injury, illness, infection, or condition. And by strengthening that nerve that's been compromised, oftentimes we see the nervous system has the opportunity to heal itself. So that's the basic premise of what we're doing. So the answer, the long answer is yes, we could help people with those kind of issues. And we would, in that specific case, we would test their what are called myotomes, or the nerves of the muscles that go to the body, and specifically the lower part of the body. And specific muscles go to very specific nerves. And we're able to isolate the potential damage of a person's nervous system by isolating these nerves down. And once we isolate the nerve, I have a patented system of correction, which brings that strength back in the motor nerves, usually within about 5 seconds, which is not done anywhere else. That's the uniqueness of what we do.
Now, if you could repeat that about how, so once you find the specific nerve that's dysfunctional, then what is the actual, what do you actually do in quantum neurology to get it back online?
Well, to bring it back online, you know, we use manual or instrument correction, so manipulation or mobilization, whatever phrasing you'd like to use for that. But there's a physical activity that's going on, and then we also use light therapy.
Okay.
Correct. So I developed a FDA-registered light therapy device that we use during the nervous system rehabilitation, and that in conjunction with the physical correction is where we see the best maximum healing or maximum expression of the nervous system.
Ah, I see. So does one need to be a chiropractor before doing or training in quantum neurology?
Right now we require people to be a licensed practitioner or healthcare practitioner. You know, doctor, medical doctor, chiropractor, acupuncturist, naturopath. You know, the professions that are regulated and have licensing and those kind of things are the requirements at this time. There will be, you know, in the future, I'm looking at creating, you know, layperson training that anybody could purchase and do at home, but it will not be the same training that I provide to the doctors.
Ah, I see. Well, that's great that you're planning that in the future. This is very exciting because I'm a big advocate of whatever we can do to empower every person to, you know, to heal themselves or to get their body to maximize their self-healing. So that's wonderful news.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's really interesting is it sounds like, you know, the way you teach the practitioners is that you teach them both that skill set to really isolate and evaluate all those different nerves. You talked about the motor, the cranial, sensory, visceral, autonomic. Like in medical school, we didn't really talk a lot about the visceral nerves at all.
I mean, right.
It was like anatomy class, you know, 101 kind of thing. And then we just kind of ignored it clinically for the most part, unless somebody had like an abdominal migraine or something. But I don't really know a lot about visceral nerves. So am I correct in saying that, you know, what you're teaching these practitioners is really this holistic way of being very specific and being able to really pinpoint where the issue is coming from and then correcting that issue?
That's correct. So the idea is, you know, when I developed this work, I wasn't an expert in neurology at that time. I was good at it, but, you know, I basically had the training that I was given in chiropractic school. And similar to all health professions, you know, the neurology training is given and you take your board exam. And unless you're using neurology daily in your practice, it's often a skill that's let go or left by the wayside by all practitioners, whichever designation they are. And what I had to do is when I invented this concept, of creating nervous system recognition, which is what I attribute the ability of the nervous system to heal so quickly by itself. Once you achieve nervous system recognition, then the body is allowed to heal itself. So it took me a long time to figure that concept out, but once we are able to train that concept and get that that the doctors, they're able to duplicate the same principles and see that type of healing on their patients.
Oh, that's neat. Now, how long do the doctors train for, the practitioners train for? How long is the training, and what's involved?
Sure. Well, doctors often begin with my DVD training. I have what I call an essentials package, which is the motor training, myotome training, mm-hmm. and the cranial nerve training, and also the light therapy device that I created and have registered by the FDA. And by that gives the doctors enough information to evaluate every major nerve in the body and start seeing immediate changes, you know, the next time they're in practice. So, you know, next office visit, they can start performing these evaluations and correcting the nerves immediately and seeing the benefits of that, of restoring nerve function on a patient. So that's how many of the practitioners start. And then what I do is I have usually about once a month I have training here in the United States. In Los Angeles, we have three modules of training. So module one is the motor rehabilitation. Module two is sensory rehabilitation, cranial nerve rehabilitation. And then module three is organ or visceral rehabilitation. We also have additional training courses. Muscle lengthening is a technique that I developed where I teach doctors how to change the length of a muscle in about 30 seconds. And that is, it's not stretching, it's changing the length of the muscle.
Mm.
And then I also have a training called holographic rehabilitation. Holographic rehabilitation, where I teach doctors how to use different samples of genetic material to help upregulate the body's natural healing. And then I also have an advanced healing course, two advanced healing courses that I teach to the practitioners. So to get in touch with their more advanced healing skills, their intuitive skills, their ability to deliver a shift on a patient from an energetic stance.
Oh, that's great. Well, I certainly appreciate much more now than I did when I began medical school, is that the practitioner, him or herself, the energy that they emanate, that level of vibration, the love, whatever you want to call it, is so important, and much more important than just a manual skill set. And it sounds
very
like you touched on that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I tell my doctors, I say that love is what heals the nervous system.
Mm.
And I've had many, many health professionals scoff at me after I've said that. And, you know, and they want to understand why. And the why to it, very simply, you know, we could say, well, what if we take a patient in front of us and we start discouraging them and telling them how horrible they are and how, you know, diseased they are and all these things. And you'll see that person just crumble in their own footprint,
mm-hmm.
of being, you know, attacked that way. And then on the opposite side, if we take that same person and we encourage them and we love them and we, you know, tell them they're going to be okay and we help them heal themselves through the process, we could see the nervous system expand in its relaxation and its healing. And I often use the analogy of a cold plant when the sun comes out and it starts warming up and it expands itself out to reach towards the sun's rays. That's what a healthy nervous system does. Our nervous system, when it's relaxed, will expand itself into its function. And that's a very powerful visual for people to have, because that's what I feel happens when people get damaged or diseased or injured, is their nervous system recoils and it's not able to perform the functions at the level that their nervous system is designed to do.
Oh, yeah, that is so true. Well, it probably doesn't help, like I'm skating on the ice and falling on my butt every week.
Going, that's right.
That's probably not so good for my cranial system, but thank goodness for all my tools. Speaking of tools, and by the way, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Dr. George Gonzalez, the creator of quantum neurology, a wonderful natural way of healing the nervous system, which then helps the body heal itself. If you need to, or if you'd want to call and ask a question of Dr. Gonzalez, the number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, it's 818-514-1190, and just hit 1, and then we'll know that your hand is up and you have a question. So, Dr. George, now you mentioned about the two modalities that you use. You do the manual modality, and then you use your light therapy device that you had designed. Now, how does this light therapy device differ from other light therapy devices? There's some other that I've heard of, some other LEDs and infrared and so on and so forth, laser devices. How does it differ? How does yours differ?
Well, mine differs because I designed it specifically for this work of nervous system rehabilitation. So there's three philosophies when it comes to light therapy. There's the acupuncture style philosophy, which is the use of light therapy to stimulate meridian points to achieve an acupuncture-like correction. There's a tissue saturation philosophy, which is, bombard the tissue with as much light therapy as possible to force energy into the area like an ice pack achieve change on a tissue. And what I developed is nervous system activated philosophy. And that's where I identify a very specific action of the nervous system that's not performing to a certain level, or we're able to measure what level it's at. And then we use light therapy to amplify that communication so that it enhances the action that we're performing. So we're able to verify, with before and after neurological tests, very quickly, within seconds, the amplification of the nerve signal when we apply light therapy to the nerve root of a muscle or a sensory area of tissue, and we're able to get that function back very quickly. And that's the premise of what we do. Now, many people may be interested, well, why does the light do that? And that's a little bit of a longer conversation, but I think it's important to get a few of these concepts out there. And the first one is that our body is made of light. Our nervous system is made of light, and we occur in the visual spectrum. So very simply, if we recognize that our eyes receive the visual spectrum of light, and that's what we're able to record with our vision, then simply the act of seeing one another proves that we are beings of light. We are occurring in the visual spectrum. So on that side of things, just very quickly hitting on that, the other idea is there's a physicist named Fritz Albert Popp, and he discovered that cells emit light, and the light that they emit is intelligent. And that means that the light could carry signals throughout the nervous system at the speed of light. Now, in neurology, this was an issue for a long time because they realized that the nerve signals cannot travel fast enough through the body to match the decision-making skills of a pianist playing the piano, or an athlete, making instantaneous decisions to move one way or the other. But the speed of light concept applied to what the physicist Fritz Albert Popp demonstrated through biophotons allows for this communication through the light field. So I personally, in my book, I refer to the field of light generated by the trillions and trillions of cells as the light body. And the light body suspended is carrying the essence of who we are. So that suspended light field is what carries our mind, our thoughts, our emotions, our capacity for joy, love, excitement, our spiritual connection. Is all suspended within this light body that's where the physical body is basically the lantern of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That is great. You probably just summarized like 15 years of quantum physics in the span of 3 minutes.
you, You know,
I can tell you're a really great teacher.
Well, thank you. You know, it's important stuff to get. That's why we're able to achieve the changes that we are, because we're applying quantum physics principles to healing the nervous system. And, you know, for those people that may not understand that, it's the quantum physics is a five-sensory realm of understanding. So, you know, the seeing, the hearing, the smelling, the taste, and the touch. When we talk about quantum physics principles, we're talking about the non-physical aspects of the universe and who we are. And those non-physical aspects include our mind, our thoughts, our emotions. You know, these aspects of who we are that we cannot take out from our body and put them in a box, you know. You can't take pain from your nervous system and put it in a box. It's a non-physical reality that's experienced in people. So, you know, I call some of the experiences in the body, I call them the three illusions. So I say the three illusions in the nervous system are pain, dysfunction, and decreased range of motion. They're simply illusions for the most part. And the reason we say that is because we can instantaneously achieve change where pain is decreased or it's not completely removed, where range of motion is instantly restored, and where dysfunction is restored to better, if not normal, function very quickly. So that's why we call them illusions.
Well, I'm just fascinated with the speed with which the patients, the testimonials, they were saying just how quickly they felt a difference practically immediately or overnight. Is that typical?
You know, I'd say it happens often enough that people need to know about it. You know, I can't claim results are typical or guarantee any results, but when, you know, when the nerves are doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, the body magically heals itself faster than it did when the nerves were not working. So sometimes it happens very quickly. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. You know, one of my doctors that I trained, Dr. Edward Chauvin, he had a brain aneurysm on April 1st of 2007, and it was a grade 5 aneurysm. And so severe aneurysm. And he fortunately survived the surgery. Less than 17% of the people survived the surgery. And I flew out to see him in Louisiana 4 days after his surgery. And he had a stroke-like pattern. So half of his body is paralyzed, half of his face was paralyzed. He could barely talk. He was in and out of consciousness. And I worked on him maybe 5 minutes that first session. And after that first session, you know, he was in the intensive care area. And then the next day, you know, we went back to visit him in intensive care, and they're like, wow, he did so well last night, we moved him to his own room. And, you know, went back to his room, and he was able to move his arms, his legs, and he was able to move his face symmetrically. And then,
it's a wow.
And then I continued to work on him, and we restored his more neurological function. And then he slept for 2 days straight. And then he woke up 2 days later with 100% neurological function. He was exhausted, still needed to recover and strength, but neurologically, he walked out of that hospital with zero neurological deficit. And I'm sure you could attest that's not a usual thing that happens.
No, it is not. What a great story. Now, we're running low on time, Dr. Gonzalez, so I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you, how to find out more about quantum neurology and about your book. So maybe you can give them the website or how they can contact you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. They could reach us by going to quantumneurology.com, and we have a doctor area and we have a patient area. The doctor's area, of course, could learn about seminars and training and training DVDs and the instruments we use. And on the patient side, and for the doctors as well, more information about the technique, the practitioners, how to find a practitioner nearest them. They could enter their zip code or if they're in a different country. We have practitioners around the world. You know, if they're fortunate enough, they'll have one in their area. But they could do a search there and check us out. They could also, if they want to, buy my book through my website, but it's also available on Amazon.com. It's Holographic Healing by Dr. George Gonzalez. It's available on Kindle as well. I also have another ebook that's only available on my website, quantumneurology.com. I forget the exact title, but it's on lymphatics and how to self-stimulate your body to maximize lymphatic drainage, which maximizes healing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Gonzalez, for being on the show. I'm just fascinated by, you know, what you do, and I can definitely feel that you are one of my kin healing, you know, healing types. You know, we believe in the same things and the source of healing, and I think I'm just, you know, just thrilled to meet you finally and to have had you on the show. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Cannon. And I'll tell you, it's an honor to be considered by you and by your community to share this. It's so important because I feel that in the age of technology, we're losing natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get these resources to all doctors and have this fundamental understanding of natural healing to be our foundation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well said. And for everyone listening in, thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, bye for now. Thank you, Dr. George.